when one spouse out-earns the other, how does it affect your relationship?
My name's Patrick. I'm from Providence, Rhode Island. My girlfriend's making more than me. That's a great thing. You know, the problem, I think, becomes in how it changes social dynamics in the relationship. We still want to be, like, the man or whatever you want to call it in the relationship. That's the next step. Like, how do you incorporate that?
Any advice for Patrick there?
I will say this. Even if I made more than her, which I think I do, it doesn't matter. Any money that I make is her money. That's the reality.
Share and share alike. Listen to this.
This is Shannon from Brooklyn. My husband makes less than me, but we keep our finances separate. I don't think he notices as much because he just pays his own bills out of his paycheck. I pay my own bills out of my paycheck, and then we pull the remaining together to pay the house bills. So we don't really notice the difference in our wages.
I guess
but
that's
you don't
one
do
way.
The separate thing, right?
No, we definitely don't do it at all. We have a separate savings. I mean, a together savings, and we have it together everything else.
Well, here's more of the idea that you're talking about, Ibrahim.
This is Joe from Detroit. I was jumping for joy when my wife started making more money than me. It's awesome. We were able to go up to a higher standard of living and provide our children with more and provide ourselves with more. I had no problem with it, never had a problem with it, and neither did she.
This is Curtis Valvo from Edmond, Oklahoma, and I love the fact that my wife makes more money than I do because when she makes more money, I make more money.
There you go.
That's the attitude
share
in my house, absolutely.
And share alike. Well, all of this came out of the statistics that we learned this week that young women between the age of 22 and 30 who don't have children.
Single and childless.
Single and childless, right. Make, on average, 8% more than men because of the long-term trend of women being, on average, more educated than men at the same age.
So basically men need to step up.
Get their degrees.
That's the message you get out of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Stay in school. That's right. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much.
Good morning.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.